The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Hi there, my name is DJ Corky, and welcome to Whom It May Concern, where I bring a nuanced and creative sense of style that can only be mine. Here, everyone is welcome to my platform, where I discuss the challenges teens of this new age face with depression. Hey there, I'm your host, DJ Corky, and I'm here to inform you of some of the unpopular and controversial topics this new day and age has about the hot take of depression. What is this mood or entity that takes over your mind with sad and nonchalant-like tendencies? Or even why you think it's getting worse and there's no one to call or find because you believe you can't stop it yourself. I'm here to confront it all and be a comfort to those who feel alienated and vulnerable out in this huge world. I'm here for people like me who don't always feel their best, however, try to grow and move forward every day to discover more about this undiscovered truth we as teens have. I feel as though things are very hard in our society due to the world climate and the gravity of some situations that we hold dear to our heart. It could just be hard to go to another person in general, whether that be a loved one, whether that be family members. It's just not always a comfort to be what you think in your mind is a burden. And we'll be discussing what depression is, what research has shown about it, this generation's depression to older generation's depressions. Because I feel now when I hear people talk about depression, it's never from the mindset or the mouth of a youthful person, if that makes sense. And first episode, I just want to dive into me and my challenges with depression, because maybe that can draw some of you guys in and explain a little bit more about your host. I am a Black queer male, and that comes with a lot of challenges already. So being in tumultuous situations where I've had to kind of just insert discipline and strategy and trickness, it's not always been the best on my mental health. And coming from that said mindset and previous abandonment issues, it's very easy to rely on yourself. No one talks about how welcoming and gracious depression can be for your life. My state of mind when it comes to being depressed and going through that illness is similar to a quote that Jim Carrey has said in previous interviews, which is depression is rooted from deep rest. Like when you break the words up and you like convert them to syllables kind of, and just like have a hot take of what that word means. Maybe not to you, or maybe not to just like your friend situation or your mom situations, but just in general, like a overall perspective of why the human mind goes through the word depression. I deeply related to that quote of depression just simply meaning deep rest, because I feel like that is sometimes what your body is aching and needing, a deep rest. And us being humans and conditioned to work and create a living or create a reality, sometimes false, of what we would want to live in, is challenging. It's hard on our mental health, especially teens and youthful people who have not experienced all the challenges that the world has yet to come with. If you start out with a bad childhood, or you're reliving trauma as you like grow up, I feel like that can be unsettling. But the comfort of that is going into deep rest. It's your body, it's your mind, it's your emotional state, just taking will all at once, I feel like. I was recently having a conversation with a friend, and we were explaining depression similar to your physical body being able to move and interact and create a performative standpoint for your audience, whereas your internal need, the person that's not always there with the intrusive thoughts or the self-hatred or the self-doubt, is usually in the backseat, cuddled up or with the seatbelt on, and just like watching the forefront of what's going on, but not trying its best not to take control. That's the best way I can explain my depression personally. I know it's different for everyone. And yeah, I just wanted to speak on the topic of it being comforting. Like I said, I want to introduce you guys into the world of Marquand and who I am as a person. And yeah, my depression comes and goes. As I was stating previously, I've dealt with abandonment issues, so it's very easy to just rely on this at first progressive and happy and confident state of mind where I am doing things for myself. And that's the first step to that can either make or break. In this case, it started my depression. I was like, I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to stop putting out unneeded energy. I am a creative and artistic individual. And I feel like sometimes people can take advantage of that. So I'm just like, yeah, I'm not going to endure so much of other people's baggage. At that time, and even now, I still feel like an empath sometimes. I can carry on other people's emotions. I can sense them. I can tell them. I am very observant and attentive to emotions and just how much gravity that holds on a human's mind and actions. So, yeah, the first step or the awakening, I would say, of my depression started from it actually being from a positive state of mind of me just getting my stuff together. Me, as us teens would like to say, locking in. Like, I genuinely was trying to lock in. I was trying to find comfort in being alone. And that wasn't something that was out of the ordinary for me, but it was something that I hadn't seriously told myself I would do. If it were to occur, it was from circumstances that was out of my control or people leaving, hence the abandonment issues that was, yeah, strictly just out of my control. So I had never did it purposely, but this time I wanted to try and commit it purposely. I had always had this negative thought, or I was pondering on the idea of people not valuing me enough. So for me to create these healthy boundaries, I feel like it could have been easy at the moment. So as I started noticing that I wouldn't extend my energy out, I stopped giving energy. And then that had turned into me just simply being alone. So any random problem I would occur or go through, I would notice that I would be detaching less and less from just society and my other friends and my mom and my dad and just people in my life I cared about at the time. And subconsciously, that was because I had previously done the not reaching out and extending extra courtesy energy to other people and noticed that I was just not in a state of being loved anymore. So it was pretty easy to treat them with that same type of energy and attitude and just nonchalant tendencies that I felt at the time I was getting. As a teen, you also have to keep in mind that you're very introspective. You don't really see the world for what it is all the time. You can see it in a very like set for straight, whoever your name is, lens. So if I'm Jackie and I'm a teen, I'm only seeing through the lenses of Jackie. Like, I'm not seeing outside point of view. I'm not seeing friends' point of view that often. And you could. It is teens out there that are very mature. And I was too. So sometimes I could, especially with the gift of being an empath. But I do feel like at times I was very introspective, only looking through the worlds of myself. And that is a common tendency with people of depression to just be very selfish. And when we think of the word selfish, it's usually in the negative connotation, but as a teen, I give it a little bit more faith and gracefulness because it's only so much you can do as a teen. It's only so much you can survive in the world with as a teen. A lot of things are a little bit more engaging, and you really set foot in the world and you you see the world for what it is. You are sheltered if you have that privilege most of the time, but you are just put out into the world, and you're getting like a glass of the world every day. And sometimes that glass is dirty. Sometimes the glass has mold in it. Sometimes you're drinking lead water. Some days are good, some days are bad. And that's how I feel like it is being a teen. So it's very common for kids to feel alienated and just out of the loop and only thinking about themselves. So when I say selfish, I'm never saying it in a harsh manner. But yeah. And then after that step, I just feel like my depression rocketed as I learned to finally be alone and go through the challenges of just relying on only myself. And although that can be very encouraging to maybe grown-ups who have had all these situations to build themselves, but to me, I hadn't had much of those moments. And I just felt like I didn't really built my character into after I fought off all these things that I had to relive. So that opened up so much darkness, so much happiness. But to wrap up the story, honestly, I just went through it all one day at a time, took it in, and learned to appreciate my circumstances, learned to realize that I wasn't lonely. Learned to realize that I could take the world by spin just from my own creativity, just from my own gifts that I personally had to learn through being depressed. So depression is not always a bad state of mind. Sometimes it is deep rest. And for me, I feel like it was deep rest. I feel like depression could be seen and not really heard. So from the outside looking in, to many people I have encountered and faced with in my life, they have all said that moment in my life was me being depressed or going through depression. But we'll dive into the differences and what those two things mean separately in different episodes. But for now, I'm just here to say that you can always survive this. You can always look at it as deep rest, as Jim Carrey once said, and just see it as a growing state of mind. See it as you evolving, seeing it as you might be experienced enough to flourish in life after. You always have to think about the after. And like I said, as teens, it's so easy to be introspective. So you're just thinking about the now and you and how it's affecting you and what that means to you. And I can't do anything to really change that. I would just say remain humble, but try sometimes to look at it from an outwards point of view. It's so cliche to say, imagine what your parents are going through, but try to imagine their life story. Try to imagine the circumstances that they face. And that could also help bring remedy into this deep rest that you're going through. And it could help you continue your journey into flourishing and learning and exploring and becoming much more aware of your circumstances. I just feel like you don't owe anyone the world when it comes to explaining why you're distant. You don't have to rely on other people for your own satisfaction and happiness and to get love from them. Like I said in the beginning, sometimes all you have is your depression to get you through the day. It's a constant battle of lust and want, or just feeling sorry for the reality you live in. And knowing that hurts so many. But I just feel like you have to stay humble and remain true to yourself. And that will get you through your journey. I hope you learned a lot. And I just want to say thanks for listening to me. It's your host, DJ Quirky, here signing out.